This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Israel launched new airstrikes on western Iran, the military said. It's the first since the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran had retaliated, and there were at least 16 wounded across Israel after missiles were seen in the skies over Jerusalem. The president addressed the nation from the White House.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
Iran has retaliated against Israel, but should the U.S. be worried?
I'm Peter King.
Iran cannot attack the United States directly.
Its weapons don't have the distance for that, but American assets in the region are well within Iran's sights. Stephen Zunes is director of Middle Eastern Studies at the University of San Francisco.
There are close to 40,000 American troops within a few hundred miles of Iran, who could be targeted by missiles, drones, and whatever else.
Zunes says U.S. Navy ships in the Persian Gulf could also be targeted. Shipping could be disrupted, and that could mean problems for oil that moves through the Gulf. Peter King, CBS News.
It's the first few days of summer. It's kicking off with a heat wave nationwide. Dangerously hot weather and record-breaking temperatures in the triple digits are in store for a lot of the country, but some resulting storms have caused greater harm than expected. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman reports.
Tornadoes swept through North Dakota and Minnesota.
It's so horrible.
Storms leveled about a dozen farms and homes, killing at least three people.
It's a tragic event because they are all close. We are a tight-knit community.
The wind even pushed a train off its tracks. Storm damage extended east. 15-year-old Yassine Khalifa survived a lightning strike in New York City's Central Park.
As portions of the country deal with higher than normal temperatures, health officials are out with reminders of what to do if you need to go outside when the heat is at its worst. Dr. David Donaldson is a Michigan hospital emergency chief.
Heat-related illness is really a progression of a couple stages. If you don't stay hydrated, don't keep the electrolytes and sugars where they're supposed to be, you'll develop heat cramps, they call it, and that's where you start to develop some spasms in your muscles, and that's from electrolyte loss.
The Ten Commandments will be at the center of the latest legal battle over religious liberty in Texas. Their governor has signed a law requiring they be posted in every public school classroom. The ACLU of Texas announced it's filing a lawsuit stating the laws infringes on other people's rights. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
A new law in Kentucky bans teachers from communicating with their students through social media.
School districts have until the end of the month to comply with the law. Parents can sign waivers, but can also later revoke their consent. That worries Powell High School principal Jennifer Kincaid in Frankfurt.
We don't want to put our staff in a position where they can unknowingly be communicating with a student that's been revoked.
Dr. Sean Bailey with Bath County School says the ban is necessary to prevent inappropriate relationships, but he fears a negative impact on teachers.
I don't want them to feel like they have to take a step back and be afraid to be effective in these kids' lives.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Why do our minds go blank? A new study says that the mysterious pause in thought turns out to be linked to how stimulated or alert we are. When stimulation is too low, the brain struggles to keep up a continuous stream of thought. But too much doesn't help either. Researchers think it triggers the same brain shutoff function like during sleep. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
By meteorologist Rodney Price, extreme heat warning in effect until late Monday. Sunshine, mid-90s today, but the heat index near 105. Gusty southwest winds to 30 miles per hour. Clear upper 70s tonight. Monday, sunny and hot with mid-90s. The heat index near 100. Right now, it's 82.
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
But he so found out the hard way that dreams he's going back to find. Ooh, a simpler place and time.
what you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you fall. And I decided it's not a trip at all. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin. It's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Just
ever since I met you. Seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
there she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be a singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together. Nearly every single day singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Green field. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
there's a punch.
Someone else, but not for me.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Said I'm a believer.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Slowly got you, I bought he won. Holy
For me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on the roof.
You and a dog named Blue, how I love being a free man. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump says the U.S. completed a very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran, bringing the American military directly into Israel's war.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
The president addressed the nation from the White House late last night with his vice president, secretary of state, and defense secretary by his side.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
And he said they're fully prepared to carry out additional strikes if necessary. Sources tell CBS News the U.S. did reach out to Iran diplomatically yesterday to make clear the strikes were against nuclear targets and that regime change efforts are not planned. Earlier this week, multiple officials said that Mr. Trump opposed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader. Now, following the U.S. attacks, the BBC's Mark Lowen reports